USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. It may not be a white Christmas, but more snow is blanketing the Northeast. Parts of New England are expecting the heavy snowfall. It's the same weather system that hit several communities in the southern USA with deadly tornadoes and power outages earlier this week. Two former Uvalde officials are facing increased scrutiny over their actions in response to the Texas school shooting in May. Law enforcement officials told CNN that the Texas Department of Public Safety is upset with the choices of former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo and former Uvalde Police Lieutenant Mariano Pargas at Robb Elementary School. The scrutiny comes from hours of police body camera footage being reviewed, as well as interviews with hundreds of law enforcement officials and witnesses. A man plunged to his death from the top floor of a building in Times Square. The New York Post reports it was not immediately clear whether the man jumped or fell in the Saturday morning incident. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is back on Twitter. His account was suspended for nearly 2 years over his unfounded claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election and misinformation regarding the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Lindell, in his return tweet on Friday, said, quote, "I'm back." Travel delays are worsening this weekend before Christmas. FlightAware reports nearly 3,800 delays and over 180 cancellations within, into, or out of the U.S. as of Saturday afternoon. The report seeing the most delays is Chicago's O'Hare International. Croatia scored a 2-1 win over Morocco to end their World Cup run today with a third-place finish. That sets the stage for Sunday's championship match between Argentina and France. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
It was a record-breaking day in the NFL. The Minnesota Vikings overcame the largest comeback in league history, erasing a 33-0 deficit to defeat the Indianapolis Colts on Saturday, 39-36 in overtime. The victory also clinches the NFC North for the Vikes. The Cubs and free agent shortstop Dansby Swanson are close on a 7-year, $177 million deal, according to ESPN. Sharon Osbourne is in the hospital after suffering a medical emergency on the set of a new television show. TMZ reported she became ill while shooting a paranormal show near Los Angeles. The condition of the 70-year-old personality was not known. Even bargain stores are feeling the pinch of rising prices.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
That's Rich Johnson. Thousands of volunteers are placing wreaths at the graves of fallen service members this weekend. Arlington National Cemetery hosted its annual Wreaths Across America event on Saturday. Not to be a Grinch, but time is running out to send Christmas packages. The U.S. Postal Service says priority mail must be sent by Monday, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.